Morning, everyone. Welcome to End of Week Ainslie News. It's Friday, the 20th of May. Safe Haven's bid against more Wall Street losses. More red on Wall Street last night on growing concerns about the US economy and its ability to handle higher rates. No surprise there. Whilst ending the session lower, the S&P 500 again miraculously bounced off the negative 20% bear market line without actually crossing it. However, the night was more notable for a surge in both gold and Bitcoin against that trend. And likewise, bonds bid, meaning lower yields in the face of rising rates. The capitulation of a wide host of economic indicators is best illustrated in Bloomberg's US Macro Surprise Index, which has now fallen into negative territory. We show all these in our charts today over at ainsleybullion.com.au. Click on news, and you'll be able to check out those charts in more detail. As the market turns to assets like bullion, Bitcoin, and bonds in the face of the rising Fed's rate, it speaks volumes as the market's certainty that a hard landing recession is the inevitable result of this tightening in the face of weak fundamentals. To date, Bitcoin in particular has enjoyed an unusual correlation with the NASDAQ in particular, but the S&P 500 more broadly. That both have tanked heavily over the last few weeks has obviously weighed heavily on the crypto space, combined with the UST Luna fiasco. Likewise, the normally uncorrelated gold and silver prices too have been selling or underselling pressures as shares slide, with gold falling from US 1,960 to US 1,840 at the time of writing, despite last night's US $30 rally. The latter is not historically unusual in the early stages of a large share market correction, as precious metals are a beautifully liquid asset that have performed well of late, so an easy thing to sell to meet margin calls on all that NSE margin debt. Borrowing cheap money to buy shares that only ever go up has been the trade du jour since the GFC, as the Fed was always there to catch any correction. They have made it abundantly clear that they will not be here this time, and for now the market seems to be believing this. The ramifications for gold on the falling US bond yields is we are back in real negative yield territory. The following, courtesy of TME, illustrates the perfect setup now for gold. Time for gold? Gold is sitting at big support levels. The shiny metal is trading below the 200-day moving average, but note gold has behaved as a mean reverting asset for a long time. Note the trend line around those levels. Gold and real yields. Yields matter for gold. We wouldn't be surprised if gold caught some bids given the latest move lower in yields. US 10-year real yield inverted versus gold. There's a chart here. Look at that, ready to pounce and zoom up higher. Gold and the mighty dollar. The dollar matters for the shiny metal. Goldman Sachs reminds us, since the vast bulk of gold is produced and consumed outside of the US, broad-based dollar appreciation should lead to a similar depreciation in gold, all things equal. Near term, the impact of the dollar may be even larger due to the repositioning of gold's speculative positions, which are very sensitive to dollar momentum. This means that further dollar upside can continue to put near-term pressure on gold. The dollar has been strong, but did you know that the DXY has gone up nothing since April the 28th? Imagine if the DXY rolls over and starts trading below the steep trend line. There is another currency that gold has followed closely over the last few weeks, the Chinese yuan. Check out some charts here today, well, that give you insight as to what correlations are there. Gold loves tightening. During three previous periods of major US FCI tightening, gold prices have increased. And could gold revive as a fear hedge? So far, people have sold most things, gold included. But at times, gold tends to act as a fear hedge as well. Maybe people will just realize gold just sits there and protects their assets. Return of capital rather than return on capital starts to become at the forefront of sophisticated investors' minds at such times, and the stars seem to be aligning for precious metals accordingly right now. For those all hanging on and watching in fear as the S&P 500 continues its drop, gold and silver seem to be a great place to protect your wealth. Jump over to ainsleybullion.com.au. You can check out all the charts and our news, and also buy gold, silver, and platinum. Interested in crypto? Bitcoin is surviving pretty well during these drops. Jump over to ainsleywealth.com.au. You can buy, sell, or exchange between cryptos using that platform. And goldsilverstandard.com. Brilliant stablecoin, built and backed by Ainslie, with real gold and real silver on the Ethereum ERC20 token there. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. We'll catch you next week for more news.